Shotter Brothers. Julie speaking.
Hey, Julie. Is Eric in?
He is not. May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. Is there, by any chance, like a better time to get a hold of him, or maybe he can help me out?
I can always help you out.
Is there anyone else around that kind of assists with the finances I might be able to speak with? Would that be yourself?
Well, yes. I'm not buying any money, though.
Okay, well, I was just trying to follow up here. We actually sent out a finance offer. We do equipment financing, working capital. Wanted to touch base and see if you guys had anything coming up before year's end where we can possibly help out.
Well, I don't know. You guys tend to be really expensive.
Well, it depends on what you're looking at. I mean, expensive is just a word. I mean, you guys can qualify for something that might not be expensive. It just depends on what you're kind of looking to do. Do you have any plans that, are you looking to do something? Do you need capital for the business? Are you looking for a piece of equipment to add on?
Well, all of the above, but I was thinking of borrowing from myself because last time I looked into something down this avenue, it was really expensive.
Did somebody offer you like a cash loan for a piece of equipment?
No.
Did they just offer you like a cash loan in general?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it depends on, like, the project itself. If you guys have something coming up, we tend to look at a couple of different factors to get you on the best possible terms and rates that you qualify for. So we take a look at the health of the business through the bank statements, check the cash flow of everything. We check the overall structure of the business and the health of it through the tax return. So we actually have a lot more of a, definitive way of getting terms and rates that fit the business model itself. And hey, the thing is, if you apply with us or if you're interested in any of the type of programs that we have to offer, you don't have to accept anything. We just get you an answer. We try and work with it and see if there's something that can come of it. It's not like you got to take a loan out or take a loan for equipment. It's just,
yeah, I know.
You know,
I know how this works. It's just gathering the information and getting it to you. And I think I'll just borrow from myself, though. What's your number?
What do you mean? It's 858-779-0432. I'm a little curious. What do you mean borrow from yourself? Like take out personal loans?
No. Take money out of my own, like my 401k, borrow from myself and pay myself back.
Well, essentially, that's what the borrowing would do, except that you don't have to take the risk with your own personal capital because then you're also going to be taxed on your own capital. Which doesn't make sense. Who wants to get taxed twice off 401k?
I won't get taxed if I pay it back within a period of time that's allowable. And then I pay myself back the interest. But I don't know. I'm on the fence about that.
Is there, like, what concerns do you have? Because I'm here to work with you. I'm here to see what we can do to help out. I'd like to at least get a better picture of what you're trying to do. So that I can at least point you in the right direction in regards to some of our programs. And if you had any questions regarding it as well.
I need to fund a couple of new pieces, new vehicles, two or three trucks. Pickup trucks. And I'd like to add some more, you know, cash flow. We have oodles of work happening. And I'm just, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Do you currently have those vehicles picked out? How much is one vehicle cost, or how much is the total amount for you right now?
No, I don't have the vehicles picked out.
You have like a ballpark that you're trying to work with in regards to total cost?
Total cost? Like $150,000.
$150,000? Okay, I'm just taking some notes here on my end. Have you sort of like budgeted out like your monthly payment that you can afford for the business?
Yeah.
What's the monthly payment that you're looking at that would be ideal for the business model itself when you bring on those two or three new trucks?
Like $2,500.
$2,500. What type of term are you looking for? Are you looking for the longest period out, like 5-year term, monthly payments?
You know what would be optimum is to have it rolling.
Rolling, okay. Interesting. Rolling.
You've never heard that term?
We don't do like that. We do the typical equipment financing where if you think of it as your typical car payment, it's just 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments.
Right.
Yeah. So we want to be able to extend out the payments so that you're not going to be costing an arm and a leg each month, right? We want something that's going to fit the business model itself. Hence why I'm trying to figure out, you know, how much you can afford, what you're actually looking to do. And I mean, we finance equipment all the time, whether it's a truck, an excavator, it doesn't really matter, but we've definitely done this. So it's not like something in particular. And I can imagine the people that have been calling you say, I can get you that $150,000, except it's going to be a cash loan over a 1 year period. How many of those people have actually been able to help you out and say equipment financing, though? There's not many of them, especially with us.
Quite a few of those, too, actually. And they always happen at the end of the year, so it's like you got to sell your money before the end of the year for your taxes.
That's always a good call. Section 179 is definitely a big bonus with any type of industry. Write that off, and then, hey, look at that. Your taxable income is much less, so you're not paying so much as an arm and a leg to Uncle Sam, you know?
You pay them or them. It doesn't matter.
one way or the other, right? It's going to happen. Julie, what if...
Your extension? What's your extension?
It's my direct line. What if I do this? Okay. Let me... can I email you my contact info?
Yes, michellebrothers@msn.com. I think I've seen your emails come through. From Cardiff, anyway.
The pre-approval was like via snail mail, so it would have been like a pamphlet / I guess like folder type deal. I think one of our agents might have been in contact with you guys a few months ago. Just trying to look at my records here. So you said the email was machadobrothers@msn.com. Okay, so here's what I'll do. I'm going to shoot you over my contact info, and if you talk with Eric and you guys are looking to bring on those pieces of equipment for the business, the 2 or 3 trucks, and might need some cash for the business, give me a call. We can go through our application process to let you know what we can offer you guys. And like I said, hey, if it doesn't work out in regards to the things that we get you, we can just part ways and, you know, do business another time. But I'd like to at least see what we can offer you guys. And the process itself is fairly easy. It's just our application and a few other documents that we require. Plus, we can get you an answer within 24 hours once you get me that, all those documents that I require. So it's easy answer.
Tax returns and everything?
Yeah. So if you're interested in doing the equipment financing or the working capital, which is the cash loan essentially, we just require 6 months bank statements, the application itself, and the tax return from last year. So did you want me to send that over to you, or did you want to talk with Eric first and then follow up with me, or I follow up with you?
Go ahead and send it over. I'll talk with Eric.
Okay, I'll send over all the documents and kind of what's required on both ends. And then if you guys are willing to move forward, you just send me that stuff. I'll get it all packaged together, and then I will submit it to my underwriting, and we'll get you an answer.
How quickly is it?
Well, usually when you get me the rest of the documents from what we require, it's a 24-hour turnaround. And we're kind of entering our busy season, so it might be maybe 36 hours, but it's typically 24 hours to get you an answer so that you guys know what you can work with. Yeah.
They're quick over there.
Yeah, it is fast, and that's why we like what we do. It's because we're efficient, and we get the answers that our customers are looking for. There's no delay like there is with your typical local bank who gets back to you within 90 days only to tell you that you're declined for what you're looking for,
month. Yeah, right.
It's ridiculous. It's definitely ridiculous. So we understand that time is a very sensitive matter.
Okay.
Hence why we want to see at least what we can do for you, okay?
Okay, go ahead and shoot the email over. I'll discuss it, and I'll get back to you tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay, Julie. Looking forward to talking to you then.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you take care. Bye.